Every day they argue, shout, they pound their desks yelling, hear, hear. It is, of course, question period in the House of Commons. For regular Canadians, QP on telly is the most accessible way to follow the ins and outs of the political process. But social media is changing that, or so hopes Alex Sevigny. He's the head of McMaster's Communications Management Program, and today, this morning at 7:45 a.m., he's giving a talk on Parliament Hill, giving MPs and staffers advice on how best to use social media to encourage civic participation. But first, he's come into our studios for a bit of a warm-up. Hello.
Hello, and happy International Women's Day to you.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Alex. Now, how is social media changing the way question period works?
Well, social media is creating a different arena in which all political communication is changing. It's creating a culture of openness and an oral culture where people expect authenticity and transparency and real information, the same as you would if you were having a real, genuine conversation at the cafe or in the town square.
And do you think that people are getting that authenticity, that transparency?
I think they do in parts, but I think there's also a lot of sort of internal political strategy that goes into question period that is a little bit opaque to people outside, to your typical citizen. So whilst it's a little bit of political theater that makes sense internally, sometimes that doesn't translate to transparency and authenticity for the citizenry.
So your program at McMaster teaches executives about the world of PR, or I guess you do that kind of on a freelance basis as well. What advice are you going to give to politicians on the Hill today?
Well, that question period should be more about questions and answers, and the question period should be more about building conversations and giving the public that backstage pass into the conversations that are happening in Parliament. You know, they want to hear politicians acting as human beings. They want to hear their member of Parliament coming up and saying something relevant and authentic because they know that person. They've elected that person. They like that person. They trust that person, right? And those human elements are what gets lost when question period is too programmed.
Sometimes it goes wrong, though, right? Which we've seen. I guess Tony Clement would be a case of that where he got pretty frustrated and basically tweeted back to, was it a 12-year-old or a 17-year-old, and told him what he really thought. So, you know, what would you advise when it comes to that?
Honestly, these are things that happen. You know, these are things that happen in everyday life. I mean, and social media is a conversation between a politician and his or her constituents. So if there are occasional slip-ups or occasional people going off message, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing at all. Is it good for image making and having a bulletproof, you know, public set of messages? No. But my question would be, is that really what you want to be doing? Do you really want to present a corporate image to the public? Or do you want to have a conversation with the public in which there will be the odd slip-up? Because when you do have slip-ups, and when you are human, and when you're making people comfortable, they'll forgive you. And they'll be happy that you were authentic enough to and confident enough that you would actually make a comment that might be a little bit off color now and again.
Authentic and confident, but it's also, it can be another full-time job in a way, you know, on Twitter and reconnecting. I mean, what would you say to people who say, listen, these politicians, we elected them to do their jobs, to get on with the business of politics in this country, not to be tweeting back every Tom, Dick, and Harry?
But you know what? It's part of the job. And it's part of the job to manage a community, because your constituency is a community. It's a group of people. It's over 100,000 people who are there, who count on you, who depend on you, many of whom are shut in, many of whom have mobility problems. And social media, many of whom have personalities that are perhaps very introverted. And social media is a definite new way for people to gain expression and have confidence in communicating with their member of parliament. If you think about it, what you have the chance to do through a strong social media presence and a well-managed social media community is extending the constituency office into the constituency office into the community and building a community of mutual trust and mutual sharing and public knowledge. So I think that devoting extra resources, significant resources to community management using social media is a worthy investment.
So who's doing it right, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's emerging. We've only really had the concept of communications management of social media for a couple of years.
And what does that term actually mean? Because to me, it's a bit spin doctory.
Communications management?
Yeah.
Well, it just means that, you know, you have somebody who will be there to facilitate community building. You know, it takes a leader to build a community. You know, you have councils of elders in native communities. You have municipal politicians. You have parent-teacher councils. And it's the same thing. If you want to build an effective community where people are decent and behave in a respectful way to one another, you do need someone who's going to be there to facilitate that, make sure everybody's included, everybody's voice is heard. And that's the role of the community manager. In fact, it's an emerging role. It's becoming more and more and more important. Actually, it's a source of employment for many people.
Well, I'm sure it is. But I'm still trying to, you know, when you're talking about people and politicians talking in this kind of authentic voice,
yep.
Yet having a communications manager to manage the strategy, I mean, where does the balance come in? Because ideally, mm-hmm. and I can tell when it's not the actual politician mm-hmm. tweeting. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not Stephen Harper tweeting from that PM account. I mean, mm-hmm. it just does not sound like, it sounds more like a robotic voice than an actual human voice. Mm-hmm. So how do you balance that?
Well, I mean, I think the manager has to be transparent. I mean, it has to be obvious who the manager is. And if you've hired a manager to manage your community, be open about it. You say, you know, this is the person whose role is community manager. It's not always going to be the MP speaking. In fact, when the MP or the minister speaks, that should be a sort of a special thing, right? I mean, having the MP communicate with constituents in a way that's authentic to their personality is one thing. Tweeting with them, Facebooking with them, you know, doing Q&As or online town halls, this kind of thing. That's all great. But that's only the tip of the iceberg of having a true inclusive conversation that takes question period and extends it into cyberspace so that people can have a feeling that politicians are conversing in an authentic way with one another and that they can be at least listening in on that conversation through social media. So the management component is authentic because there's somebody there to milestone the conversation that's happening. There's somebody there to make sure that diverse voices are heard, and there's somebody there to police if people are getting out of hand.
Now, I asked you who was doing it right. What I really wanted you to do was name someone who you follow, who you think really does have an authentic, genuine voice.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of examples of people who...
Name one.
Well, you know what? I think that I'd rather speak about parties, and I think all three parties are moving in that direction, you know?
Come on, just name one person. Just name one person. Because I'll follow them today.
One person? Well, Tony Clement has done an excellent job.
Okay. All right.
And another one who's done an excellent job is the NDP leadership candidates are doing an excellent job of building community around themselves. And on the Liberal end, there's been an entire push to have policy be the result of large social media conversations. If you wanted to know one Liberal, I'd say, for example, Dr. Carolyn Bennett is somebody who's had a lot of genuine, authentic conversations over Twitter. But I mean, and Facebook and blogging. So I mean, really everybody's doing it, but there are a few standouts.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for coming in, and good luck on the chat in about 1 hour and 20 minutes from now.
Very good. Thank you very much. And happy International Women's Day to all the women out there.
Thanks very much, Alex. That's Alex Sevigny. He's a program director of McMaster University's Communications Management Program. At 7:45 a.m., he's going to be giving a lecture at the Parliamentary Restaurant called Who's Driving the Story? Question Period, Social Media, and Changing Political Communications. He's also going to be doing a more informal pub night talk on the same topic tonight at 7 p.m. at the Royal Oak on Laurier.